This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm going to find out about something which I think it's fair to say I miss a little bit about where I'm from, which is the UK. Coming to Iceland, maybe you've done the same thing from another country. Pies don't really exist in Iceland. You don't get them in supermarkets or in bakeries. They're very hard to find. In fact, I've yet to find a pie in Iceland until now, because I'm with Jakob Wayne-Vikinger-Robertson here at Arctic Pies in Kópavogur, who's going to tell me about his business. He'll tell me about the pies which are made here and sold. And I guess the secret that you've kept from everyone, or it seems that way, about the fact that pies are available in Iceland.
Yeah, so we've been going for about, I think this is our fourth or fifth year. And when we started, we were doing lots of pop-ups and we were advertising a lot. Right now, at the moment, I'm sort of working on developing the company to a point where I can actually have them in the stores. Mm-hmm. Working on getting a website up. And I did actually get a grant from Harcoop. So I have a contract with them to actually go in the supermarkets, so people can expect to see them in the supermarkets this year, sort of probably after the summertime. And right now I'm mainly, just to be able to pay all the bills, I'm working mainly with companies, other businesses that sort of sell lunch, sort of dishes for offices. But I'm always happy if people reach out to me. I'm just not advertising that much to the public at the moment, because I just don't really have a good platform to deliver, because this is just a commercial kitchen. It's not really a store.
No.
But I'm always happy when people give me a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you were telling me before we switched on the microphones that your family are Icelandic on one side, I think, and you've been living here since 2001, your family from the Westfjords. I'm not getting a Westfjords accent from you.
No, so my mother's actually from Keflavik.
Okay.
She just moved there just for work. She just wanted to find some place to work, sort of away from everything. And my father, he's from Australia. And during this period, back in the 70s, there were a lot of Aussies Aussies and Kiwis and South Africans sort of traveling around, and there was a lot of work up in those areas where the fish factories were. So that's where they met. And then they moved back to Australia and lived there, and that's where I was born.
And you've been here, as you said, since the turn of the century, pretty much. And did you bring your desire for a pie to Iceland? Did you spot that this was something that didn't really exist?
Well, sort of. I've kind of always been missing Australia a lot. So throughout the time that I've been living here, I've been sort of helping to develop rugby, and we have a cricket team now. We actually have a cricket association, which I've been part of. I was playing Aussie rules here as well. I play the didgeridoo sometimes in this band that I was in. And then the pie was just sort of, I guess, another thing that I always missed. And it was actually all thanks to my dad. He brought home like a pie machine. It's kind of like this sandwich grill thing from Australia. And I kind of nicked it off him one time, and was living in my mate's basement, who's an Aussie, and I was just making them casually. So it kind of just started from that. It was just really organic, and I just kind of, just missed the pie. Then as soon as I bit into it, I had this crazy nostalgia. And obviously my other Aussie mates who started this with me, we were actually three Aussies who started it together. We all had the same feeling that this is, we want more of these things.
And why do you think there isn't a pie culture here? I find it really weird because there's no shortage of meat, there's no shortage of fish, there's no shortage of stuff to put in the pie.
Well, I think it's because Iceland is very Americanized. And pies aren't very American at all. You have maybe your chicken pot pie, but it has everything that Icelanders like you said, like their meat or their veggies, whatever, and dough, and you just put it together, and Icelandic people love them. Yeah. It's just something that they're maybe not that used to yet, but I do have a lot of like diehard Icelandic pie fans and a lot of them have either tried them abroad or they just kind of tried them for the first time and love them.
Yeah.
But I think that's maybe that. It's just not traditionally something that's been introduced much.
You must have all of the pie market then, so far.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm the main pie slinger in Iceland. I'd like to give myself that title, but there is there has been some other things that are kind of pie-ish, but I haven't seen anything else that sort of really relates to what I'm doing. I'd like to think I'm not a baker. I'm not a chef. I'm studied as an ecology, restoration, and forestry scientist. But I'd like to think I have a bit of authority on what an Aussie pie should taste like. Yeah, and my Aussie mates that are here in Iceland, they all think they're pretty legit. So I try and make them as good as possible, you know?
So you're making them to an Australian idea of what a pie is.
Well, that's the only really idea I have. You know, I haven't been to South Africa. I've been a bit to England, but I don't really have... My main history with pies is in Australia. So I try and emulate that from what I know and sort of the recipes and everything I go off.
Sure.
I mean, anything can go in a pie, really. But the dough is it's sort of based on what they use in Australia, you know, in nice bakeries. Yeah.
What goes into your pies here then?
So I'm predominantly making beef pies. We started mainly the first kind of classic Aussie pie that we made was beef mince, and that was kind of like our sort of go-to pie. Now I've switched over to using beef chuck. So I slow cook beef chuck in the oven, sort of sous vide it overnight, and then just have sort of root vegetables with that and cook it in red wine. And then I enjoy doing sort of some chicken pies. I really enjoy also doing the veggie pies as well. I try and have a bit of a selection of vegan pies. Obviously it's easy to do a vegan, you just switch out the butter for the margarine.
Yes.
But yeah, anything can go in a pie.
So we're in the production facility here in Kupavuori. It's a shared kitchen facility, so someone else is making something else here behind the door that we've just closed over. But this is where your pies are currently made. They're not being made at the moment, but can we take a peek inside the kitchen?
Yeah, sure. So I'll just show you first. This is just sort of where you enter. This is just a bit of the storage facility. And then this is obviously where we get all our products delivered.
And then so there are lots of big fridges here.
Lots of big fridges.
And metal trays.
Yeah, lots of a nice big door for people to get all sorts of deliveries. And these are all shared freezers and fridges for all the different people that work here. Then if we go into the actual kitchen.
This is the shared area.
Yeah.
That we're going into.
Yep. Here we have, you can see all sorts of different machines that are used. Some of them are owned by certain individuals. Here I have a dough sheeter. My little MacPan dough sheeter, which I use to sheet out all the puff pastry.
So it looks a bit like an old-fashioned mangle that you would pour the dough into or push the dough into?
I can show you. Pull it out. And
it's like a cross between a mangle and a sort of 70s science fiction robot is what it looks like, actually.
This thing opens up here.
There's a lever being pulled down here, a door that opens at the front with a tray, a bit like the kind of tray that you'd get on an airport security line, actually. It's got that sort of shape to it.
A little bit like a conveyor belt.
Yes.
And this side comes down as well. And then you basically, it's called a dough sheeter, so you can sheet the dough to the desired thickness. And this is what I use to make all my dough from scratch.
And then when you make the vegan dough, that's when you swap in the margarine for the butter.
Yeah, exactly. It's very easy to switch it, and then obviously I have to clean this every now and again, regularly. So
you're making everything from scratch here?
Yeah, I try and make everything from scratch because I just feel like it's more fun that way, you know? That's the way I kind of want to do it. Obviously trying to be as efficient as possible as well. And talking about efficiency, here I bought... This is my pride and joy. It's my blast freezer.
This is a big, big freezer.
Yeah.
Big metal freezer in front of us. Blast, shock, thawing, and combination of the options.
Yeah, so here you have next to it the one that we originally had.
Which is a lot smaller.
This can blast freeze about 28 kilos. The one I just bought can blast freeze 95.
Okay,
so
95 kilograms of pie.
95 kilograms at once, within the 3 hour mark.
So you make the pies fresh, they're then blast frozen. They're frozen almost immediately once they're made.
Yeah, the idea is that they're going to go frozen into the supermarket because then we can store them that way. They're pre-baked. So all people have to do is just chuck them in the oven and reheat them. And here you can see all the pie tins. These are some of the Pytons which I own. These are all made in Australia, and I had to get them imported.
And they're all empty at the moment, and there are no pies being made at the moment. When is the next sort of production run then?
So I'll be producing tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be making the dough actually today. I make the short crust today and prepare the dough for the puff pastry, and then tomorrow, and then I'll put the meat on tonight. And then tomorrow, I take the meat out, make the ingredients, and cool it down. And whilst I'm doing that, I sheet out the short crust into these forms. And then once the mix is cool enough, then I put it into the trays and put the puff pastry on top. Mm. And then rest them. It's really important with pies, you have to rest the dough after you've rolled it out.
Yes.
Because if you bake it straight away, the dough will shrink because you've aggravated the gluten. And it will contract. So you want the dough nice and chilled out. It's a very patient process.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so once you've been through the whole process, once these pies are baked, this place must smell amazing.
Well, I think I'm pretty used to it, so I don't maybe notice the smell as much because you're in there the whole time. But then you'll have somebody come in, they're like, oh, wow, I'm hungry now.
Yes.
So
yes.
I try and be a good... a good mate and sort of give the people here some pies when I have extras.
Give them what they want.
Yeah.
What's happening on Friday? Tell me about that.
Yes, so it's very exciting. I decided last week that I would try a little pop-up, just an event called Friday Pie Day. Or Pie Day Friday. I still haven't decided which one's better. But basically, this Friday... fortuitously, we have a brewery right below us called Micro Bar.
Yeah, we've been there for Roof English Radio, actually. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, so they're awesome. And I use their stout beer in pies when I'm making, for example, the vegan stout pie. Mm-hmm. I went down there and spoke to them a while ago and spoke to them again recently. And we decided to do a co-host an event on Friday where basically I will have a display case, sort of a heating display case with pies, and anybody can come and then grab a hot pie and a beer on tap for 1,000 krona included.
Wow.
So the pie, and then you pay for the pie, and then you get a beer on top of that. The beer only costs 1,000 krona. So they're discounting the beer with every pie which is purchased. And I'm just trying to get everybody to come and sort of, see how it's like to just have pies in a bar, because I feel like that's something that it's really easy to have here in Iceland. It's something that would make a lot of sense because pies are so easy to serve once they're already made. Mm-hmm. You literally don't have to do anything. You literally just get the pie, give it to the person, done.
It's a handheld food as well, which is another reason why I think it's so strange that they've not yet really taken off here.
It's really like the way I see it, I always think of a pie as like a working class food. It's not meant to be a super fancy, super expensive thing where you eat it with a knife and fork. Some people do, but my idea is you should be able to eat it when you're at work or you're on the run. That's kind of how I want people to perceive them. Okay. But we have also these little party pies. So they're little smaller versions, about 65 grams. Mm. And the idea is to also get them into the bars eventually as little sliders.
Okay.
So there's finger food, and you can just pick them up easy. There's no mess. And I think that's a great option as well.
Okay.
So that's something in the...
So Pie Day Friday is this coming Friday at Micro Bar, which is in Kopavar. It's downstairs from where we are standing at the moment.
It'll be from 5 p.m.
From 5 p.m.
until 10-ish, or until either people are full or they're too drunk to order. We'll see.
That could take a while.
Yeah.
And beyond that, getting the pies into shops, when's the plan?
So the sort of deadline, I think, for me, ideally would be just after summertime, so September. That is the idea. I'm also working on getting a food truck for the summertime because I enjoy doing the festivals. So I'd like to have my own food truck to be able to do that and cater to people and do catering and events and whatever. So there's a lot of things sort of in the woodworks, so to say.
Good luck. Well, I can't wait to sample one of these pies.
Yeah,
whether it's on Friday or whether it's when they get into the shop.
I'll give you some to take home, mate.
Oh, you've got some here?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that'll be wonderful. Thank you very much. Looking forward to that because it's something I've not eaten for, at least 2 years.
All right.
Having been here from the UK.
Today's your lucky day.
It's very much my lucky day. Jakob, thanks very much. Jakob Wayne Vikinger Robertson. My guest today on Roof English Radio. We'll put a link up to that event at Micro Bar on the page accompanying this show as well. It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are English at ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.